Let's make it a positive, productive day today. Let's make it a positive, productive day today. Do you like what you see? 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 You have the power to change it. You have the power to change it. You have the power to change it. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for some of you listeners out there. This is Vicky with The World, and this is my second segment. After a while, I'm going to stop counting my segments, so let's get started. The topic today is grace, dignity, and respect. And I'll start with grace. And the definition for grace is due honor or credit to someone or something by one's presence. I'll read that again. Grace. Due honor or credit to someone or something by one's presence. So now, gosh, to think about that, one's grace, your grace. How do you carry yourself? How do you carry your behavior out there into the community when you're doing positive and productive things? How are you treating yourself with grace? Hopefully you are. Hopefully you are treating yourself in the manner in which you want to be treated in. So with grace, that's almost like an inner feeling. It's an inner way of feeling about yourself when you enter a room or when you're sitting in an area and talking with different people, to how you're carrying yourself with grace. Dignity. Dignity states the state or quality of being worthy of honor or respect. That's dignity. I'll read it again. The state or quality of being worthy of honor or respect. Dignity. Hopefully you have honor about yourself. Dignity about yourself. Dignity about your family, dignity in your community, when you're out here doing your activities, dignity. Just honoring who you are as a human being. Really going inside yourself to come out to being the best you can be. That's dignity. The next word is respect. Feeling of deep admiration for someone or something, qualities, their abilities, their achievements. That's respect. Respect is feeling of deep admiration for someone or something, their abilities, their qualities, their achievements. That's the word right there, respect. Because maybe sometimes we don't feel we're getting the respect that we deserve. So then it all comes down to, how are you carrying yourself? How are you gracefully dealing with situations? But also respect when it comes to abilities and qualities and achievements of other people. It's good to admire people, but when they have challenges, obstacles, and adversities, that's a way of respecting people too, because if they can get through their issues, you can get through your issues. And basically, when you respect yourself and say, I am going to take responsibility and do this for myself, and then I can spread it out in the community, and then to the world. I truly believe that world peace is there. It's hopeful and it's there. It's when each individual take responsibility for their own life. really hone in on their abilities, their qualities, their achievements, grace, their dignity, and respect, then we can have world peace. Until then, we're going to continue to work on ourselves, work with our families, and then work in our communities, and just continue to spread the word. So that's what, to me, grace, dignity, and respect is. And we all have these qualities within us. We each have these qualities within us that can come out, and come out in a positive and productive way. And when we do this, then we will get the respect we want. We will get that job. You know, we will be able to solve that family issue. And along with all of that too is confidence and courage. Really taking on and saying, I am going to do this. I will do this. And it needs to be done. Otherwise, you'll continue to keep spiraling, spiraling, and spiraling, and nothing is going to move forward. So in taking these elements, grace, dignity, and respect, look at how you're dealing with yourself every day. Start with yourself. Not that wallowing in your situation. But when, once again, you see other people go through their adversities and challenges and obstacles, if you can take one quality away from that and hone it for yourself and say, if they can do it, I know I can do it. And if I can do it, I know I can help someone else achieve their goals, their aspirations. And then it helps change their mindset too, to be hopeful for what they want in their life so they can continue to pass it on and be positive and productive in their family, in their community, in their society. So I'm going to ask the listeners out there to participate in an activity. And one of the activities for yourself is a waka poem, waka poem. It's a Japanese poem. And you take something that you do, that you love to do, and you make it a name. And you're going to put this name that's positive and productive in your waka Japanese poem. My name I gave for myself is Courageously Dance, because I danced professionally for many years. So I gave my name Courageously Dance. So you can say something like let's say if you play an instrument, you can say playing instrument lively, or courageously play the drums. But somehow the setup for a waka poem is 5 syllables, then the second line is 7 syllables, the third line is 7 syllables, and the fourth line is 5 syllables. So I'm not talking about, and it doesn't have to rhyme, just a feeling of how you feel about yourself coming out. So I will give an example, but that's the syllable setup for a waka Japanese poem. It's 5 syllables. The next line is 7 syllables. The next line, third line, 7 syllables. And the fourth line is 5 syllables. So try that and then send those to my email address. V is in Victory, podcastworld2019@gmail.com, and then I can read them on the next show. But I'm going to read my waka Japanese poem. And it goes like this. Dancing with my heart, soaring even though if I can't see well with my eyes, courageously dance. I'll read that again because I messed up. So anyway, dancing with my heart, soaring even though I can't see well with my eyes, but I courageously dance. That's my Waka Japanese poem. I'll read it one more time. Dancing with my heart, soaring even though I can't see with my eyes, but I courageously dance. So it doesn't have to rhyme. It's just a feeling you have to express your name. So pick a name, something you like to do. It doesn't have to be in the arts. It can be something as far as like your job, cleaning, courageously, or if you're ride a bike, you could say bike target or something on that order, but make it a positive way of writing a Waka Japanese poem. So send those in to my email address and I'll read them on the next show. But also, keeping in mind for it to be positive and productive, to motivate you. Because these three qualities, grace, dignity, and respect, is also motivating your life to move forward. So you can not only encourage yourself, but you can encourage other people. And then when you encourage other people, they can encourage themselves and then encourage other people and so on and so on and so on. So this is why I am hopeful one day that world peace will exist. So I want to end with a quote. And the quote is, "As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same." Unquote. So, quote, "As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same." Unquote. So in ending with that quote, once again, it's getting out there, doing your best, being your best every day, and being positive and productive with yourself and with your family, and with your community. So send in those Waka Japanese poems. Thank you for now from B World. Have a great day.